Today is the last Sunday of our liturgical year, the long green season, also known as ordinary time or the season after Pentecost, has come to an end. Now, throughout our liturgical year, we've journeyed through the mysteries of our salvation. We've celebrated the birth of an infant king, as well as the Epiphany, the manifestation of Jesus, God made flesh in the world. We have traveled the long road to Jerusalem, experiencing the mysteries and miracles of our faith on the way. We've watched and waited with the disciples as Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried. And we were at the empty tomb with the women on Easter morning, finding not a dead body, but a living Lord. We have been in the upper room seeing the risen Christ and experiencing the Holy Spirit coming among us, giving us power and strength to go out and to do ministry in Jesus' name. And today we have come full circle. Today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. It's also known as Reign of Christ Sunday. Now, celebrating a king may sound antiquated or even may smack of triumphalism for some people, but I assure you, if anything, it is provocative and unsettling and very threatening to those in power. Christ the King Sunday is a newcomer in the liturgical calendar. It was instituted by Pope Pius XI in 1925. Pius XI wanted to affirm the primacy of Jesus Christ in the face of rising nationalism and fascism in Europe. It was a reminder to the faithful that before country, that before race, that before political party, system, or beliefs comes Christ the King over all creation. And I think it's as needed a reminder today as it was back in 1925. The symbol of the celebration is a Christus Rex, which is a figure far older than the crucifix. And a Christus Rex is usually a robed figure, crown on its head, and its arms raised in blessing. And personally, it is my favorite symbol of Christ. Now, this picture is a photo of the Christus Rex in the Chapel of the Resurrection at Valparaiso University, which is my alma mater. It stands 60 feet tall in back of an altar that has the symbols of the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, on either side of it. And it stands in front of stained glass windows that are 10 stories tall and tell of God's sweeping salvation story. Behind our table of thanksgiving stands Christ the King. In the middle of our history, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the horrifying, stands Christ the King. Now, I don't know about you, but I need that reminder. I have to cling to that image. I desperately need to know that despite everything that has happened, everything that may happen, Christ reigns. Therein lies my hope and my courage to step into situations that are frightening or dangerous or just plain ugly. Knowing that Christ reigns helps me not to give into the despair when difficult times and circumstances arise. And I want to assure you that this is not some Pollyannish hope or courage. This is not some stick my head in the sand and pretend that everything is okay perspective. It is hope and courage born out of God's love for me and for you and for the world that God created. To say that we are living in challenging and difficult times is an understatement. To say that we are divided and angry with one another just seems to be stating the obvious. To say that fear for ourselves, fear for our friends, fear for our country and its future runs deep, doesn't even begin to touch the wellspring of emotion that I have seen expressed in the last few weeks. To see people targeted and discriminated against for their looks, beliefs, and practices is grievous. To read of case after case of assaults and harassments on women, minorities, and those of differing political opinions, I find overwhelming. To see the rise of white supremacy, extreme nationalism, and scapegoating, not just in this country, but around the world, is more than troubling. It's horrifying. And sadly, it is nothing new. It was against such a landscape that Pope Pius XI gave us a reminder of who truly reigns and in whom the hope of the world lies. Now, earlier this week, I was with some pastors talking about today, and we talked about kings and how they were perceived way back when and what they did. And an army would go before the king to face the realm's enemies and would literally fight to save the king. It was their job to do all in their power to make sure that the king wasn't taken by opposing forces. The king was not to be left vulnerable, as any vulnerability would be exploited and the kingdom taken. The Feast of Christ the King, the reign of Christ, shows us something quite different. When we look at Christ as king, we see a king who purposefully made himself vulnerable, who purposefully went before his foot soldiers in order to save them. We see a king who gave himself freely to save the kingdom. We see a king who met his enemies with love and compassion and not force or hatred. Seeing Christ as king gives us a way forward. It shows us how we can move beyond our fear, beyond our anger, beyond our immobility. It will not be easy, and it will require vulnerability on our part. It will require listening and learning and stepping out of our comfort zone. And it will require courage. But if Christ is our king, if Christ has indeed gone before us to save us, if Christ has shown us that there is a different kingdom, a different world, a different way to be in the face of threats and danger and ugliness, we will be given the courage to act in situations that require us to step up and out of our complacency and comfort and into someone else's pain and suffering and harassment. Our Christian faith requires action, plain and simple. Now, at that meeting of pastors last week, Warren shared a quote from Archbishop William Temple. And next to William Churchill, Temple was the most influential person on the British people during World War II. He served his God, his church, and his country in what was arguably one of the darkest times the world has seen. And I want to leave you with that quote that is from a sermon given at the Lambeth Conference in 1930, because I believe in it is our ultimate truth and hope. While we deliberate, he reigns. When we decide, he reigns. When we decide foolishly, he reigns. When we serve him in humble loyalty, he reigns. When we serve him self-assertively, he reigns. When we rebel and seek to withhold our service, he reigns. The Alpha and the Omega, what is, what was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen.